Okay, Rabbi, so if you'd sign, Shema Shmur Kroiva. This is now going to be addressing the halachas of Shmur Chayka and Shmur Kroiva. So that is if, we mentioned that previously, that there is a concept of not informing. A concept of not informing somebody that his close relative passed away. What's the purpose of doing that? Why would somebody do that and not inform? Medical condition, emotional challenges, mental balance, all these kind of things. And sometimes, especially by elderly, it might be the best step.
Or a simcha.
Or a simcha, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. You want to spoil the balance.
Where somebody's daughter was getting married, and just before the chasana, the father's father died.
Right.
And so they kept it from him until
after the chasana. Very good. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, absolutely. So that it makes sense to do that in certain circumstances. Very often, and it's recommended as well if need be. So that's called Shmua Kroiva and Shmua Rechoika. So Shmua Kroiva and Shmua Rechoika is Shmua, the hearing. Kroiva means if it's near, and it only happened recently. And Shmua Rechoika means more distant, meaning that it was a long time ago when it actually happened. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Shama Shmua Kroiva. If a person heard the Shmua Kroiva, if somebody heard the Shmua Kroiva, and as Mishpah explains, what is Shmua Kroiva? Three lines from the bottom, it's Sifkot Memchaz. Shmua Kroiva, Hainu. Tainu Toch Shloshim Shemes Kroiva, within 30 days. Hence, Shmua Kroiva, the near tides, is that how we call it? Not tides. How do you call it? Hearings? No. What's the word? When you hear something, what is it called?
Tidings.
Pardon?
Tidings.
Tidings. Okay, tidings. To tidings. Shoma Shmua Kroiva. If somebody heard, how are you going to translate that? Near tidings? Yeah, that makes sense?
Recent news.
Recent news, okay. So it's recent. It happened within the 30 last days. Be Shabbos. And you heard this on Shabbos. Or Oy Beregel. We heard it on Yom Tov, and happens to be when Motzoi Shabbos Vregel Nasez Rechoika happens to be that he heard it within. Yes, it was. It happens to be it was within 30 days that he heard it, but immediately after the Shabbos of Yom Tov, it's going to turn the 30th day, and it will turn into a Shmua Rechoika. The 30th day is turning after Shabbos or Yom Tov, will be the 30th day. So, B'motzis Shabbos Regel Nasas Rechoika, it will be old news, as it were, after Shabbos or Yom Tov. Dinoi, the halacha is, Kedin Shema Shmur Rechoika, it's as if it was a Shmur Rechoika, as if you actually heard it on Motzis Shabbos Yom Tov, Acha Shabbos Regel. Elo, only Shabbos Regel, Noik Vorim Shabbat Sina. The only difference is that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you're actually hearing these tidings, you will be a person will have to be noyeg in doing the halachas of Dom Shabbat Sin of everything which is private. Now, the Mishnah explains that a little bit in Sifkot Memtez. Dinoy kedin kiven shalohay yochel linoyg avelus. He was unable to do any avelus customs b'shah at the time Shoshama that he heard. Because he was Shabbos or Yom Tov, so he couldn't do anything. So lo yichodol avelus klal, so the avelus is not really properly falling on him. And when it is able to fall on him, the halachas of Avelus, which is on Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov, then it's already Shmua Rechoika. It's already distant news, and then the halachas don't apply anymore. So, that's if you'd chess. Shama Shmua Rechoika b'Shabbos Regel. If a person hears Shmua Rechoika, so he heard that somebody's close relative was Nifta over 30 days ago, and he may have heard it either on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But it's old news. He doesn't do anything. Not even the private matter. So he's allowed to, in principle, even... What do we say, Dvom Shabbat Sinner? For instance. Private matters, was it, for instance? Learning, we said, interestingly. Or we said, Rechitza. So these activities, which normally is also, but over here, since it's a Shmua Rechoika, it's old news, he's allowed to do them on Shabbos. But on Motzei Shabbos or Yom Tov, he should do a little bit, for an hour or two. He should try to do some avelus related minhagim on Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov. Yes, it is true, it's old news, but you heard it on Shabbos Yom Tov. After Shabbos Yom Tov, you should refrain from a little bit of avelus on Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov. See if you test.
And after that, Rabbi?
Yes.
And after that?
Nothing.
I don't understand. Avelus is for a year.
Yeah, so everything which is for... Now, you're right. We are referring to the halachas of the Shiva and the Shloshim. Everything which is for the entire year, you're quite right. They will stay until the end of the year. Say a few tests. Shama Shmuel Kreva B'Shabbos. So if somebody has a recent news on Shabbos, so somebody was nifta a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and he hears the news on Shabbos. Shabbos earlier mechot. Shabbos is counted one day. On the subsequent day, he does the kriya. He tears his clothes. It would be considered 6 and 7 days of avelus. So in other words, if a person hears on Shabbos, he cannot tear the kriya on Shabbos. He does it on the subsequent day. Yeah. Sif chof, which is the final sif, nilchas cholamoed. If somebody... In Masorah Yomim after Yom Tov, 10 days after Yom Tov, he hears Shemes Lemes Perev Chag. He heard that his close relative was nifted just before Yom Tov, and he only hears this 10 days after Yom Tov. Avopishim Nimne Sha'achas Lifnei Chag Shiva. Although there may have been and there was a shiva a little bit before Yom Tov, even for 1 hour, there was a shiva, but he only heard it 10 days after Yom Tov. So v'shiva yemei chag v'yom shmini atzeres. So there's the 7 days of Yom Tov. There's Shmini Atzeres. Esrim ve'echot. There's 21 days. So that's 7 days, which are counted from the Shah Achas, plus 7 days, plus Shmini Atzeres, plus ve'asor yomim acherim, plus the 10 days that he heard the news only after 10 days after Yom Tov. So that's altogether Shloshim Echot. That's 31 days. So it's considered if you actually heard it after the 31 days. In reality, it's after 10 days after Yom Tov. But since it was before Yom Tov, that's 7 days, plus 7 days Yom Tov, plus Shmini Atzeres, plus 10 days, that ends up being 31 days. En az din shmur rechoyka, el din shmur kreiva. They would be considered din shmur kreiva. Shein regel oyle lemi, shalo yinu agavelus kredim leiklal. He had this counting that we do, that is only done for somebody actually who had... he didn't do any avelus before that, so you don't count to 7 plus 7 because he didn't do any avelus. We learned you only do avelus, you only count the sha'achas if somebody does avelus, then it's counted 7 days. But this gentleman, he didn't do any avelus, so therefore it doesn't count that way. He never knew anything about this. This sad news. So you don't count 7 plus 7 and plus 10. It doesn't work like that because the 7 days that were counted, the Shah Achas, before Yom Tov, you don't count that because you only do the 7 days if he sat Shiva for 1 hour. He didn't. So therefore it wouldn't be counted. And therefore he would have to keep the Shloshim until a later stage. Okay, that's what we got to Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Yes.
Just to clarify something, you mentioned this, I think, about 2 or 3 days back. Sorry to go back to it. If somebody passes away, a relative passes away, Erev Yom Tov, and then, so you sit Shiva one day, and then Yom Tov kicks in, and then after that, there's kind of another Yom Tov, like a week later or a few days later. So that's going to knock out your Shiva, and it's going to knock out your Shloshim. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if so, does the Ovel still have the right to daven from the Amud for another 30-day Shloshim, or has he lost his right to daven from the Amud?
I don't know. About the right of davening for the Amud, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we're talking about the right for the whole year.
No, so somebody who's an Ovel has got priority for the Shiva and then for the Shloshim. But if the other mourners in the Kehillah, then does the person who's lost his relative within the, it could be, 8-9 days ago, but in reality,
the Shloshim has ended because of Yom Tavim coming one after the other, then you see on the same standard, the same level as all the other Abelim in the shul.
I suppose the answer is, I think the answer is that it will be, yeah, the halachas of davening for the Omos are in line with what we covered here, that if it's knocked out, then it's knocked out. I believe that's the halacha, but it's not mentioned here, I don't think. So, but I assume that would be the halacha. What do you say, Gideon? What do you want to say? Probably. Gideon also thinks that way, that probably wants the shloshim over, Okay, very many of those halachas are obviously related to Tisha B'Av specifically, but plenty more than that are actually generally relevant for all the Tanaisim. And that will be discussed in greater detail as we're going to see as we're going through the halachas. So there's many Tanaisim, we are to make a distinction also between Tanas Yochin and Tanas Rabim. So the public Tanaisim, which is one very large category with its relevant halachas. And then there's another category of the private Tanaisim, which is discussed only after Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The private Tanaisim, if somebody wishes to make enforced Tanas, but somebody that wishes to take a Tanas upon himself, whatever the reason may be. So these halachas are a little bit later, but we're going to be talking about them as well in Mitzvah Hashem. Let's talk about Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Now we're talking about the Tanas, what are considered the public fasts. What are the public fasts? Chayovim leis'anois sif aleph. So that's bottom line of page 44. Chayovim leis'anois b'tisha b'av. Person is obligated to fast on Tisha B'av. B'shivasa b'tamuz on the 17th of Tamuz. V'gimel Tisha on the 3rd of Tisha, which we call Tzom Gedalia, that's right. V'asar b'teves on the 10th of Teves. Why? Mipnei dvorim aroim, because of the bad things that happened. She'eru bohem, the bad things that happened on that day. This is interesting. Okay, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph, which is all the Mekoras and the sources why we keep those fast days. Chayavim Nisanos. V'umidivrei HaNeviim. These are all explicit psukim in the Neviim. Kedeksev. Because it says in Zechariah, Yoyim Tzoyim HaRevi, V'Tzoyim HaChamishi, V'Tzoyim HaShvi, V'Tzoyim HaAsiri. So they're all referred to in the Novi. So this is not just a recent minik, it's ancient. V'Omu Chazal, Tzoyim HaRevi is the Shiva Sobet Amos. The fourth is referring to Shavas Abetamos. Shubachodesh Revi'i, because it's the fourth month. Limin HaChodoshim, when you're counting the month. V'tzoyim HaChamishi, the fifth Tanas, is not the chronological, it's referring to the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tisha B'Av. Shubachodesh HaChamishi, of Menachem Av, is the fifth month. Hence, it's called the Tzoyim HaChamishi, not the fifth fast day, but the fast day on the fifth month. V'tzoyim HaShvi'i, Tzoyim Gedalia, Shubachodesh HaShvi'i, which is Gimel Tishri, seventh month. V'tzoyim HaAsiri, Asor HaBeteves, Shubachodesh HaAsiri. V'kol El Yomim, and here comes an important line. All those days, Kol Yisrael Mis'anin, all the Eden fast. Mipnei Yatzoris, She'erubim, because of the Tzoris, which took place. Kedele Oira Levovois, in order to awaken, thank you, the hearts, levakeach, to oversee, al darkei tshuva, the ways of tshuva. V'yizeh, zikon lemaaseinu, haroim, should remind us of our bad ways and actions, umaaseh avoseinu, shoyu kemaaseinu, and he reminds of the bad actions of our forefathers. We do exactly the same chatoim, hatshigorem loayinu, v'lo nosonu atzoros, and our bad actions together, joint, and with their averes, led us to those tzoros. When we think about those things, we are hopefully going to turn to better our ways. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting a Rambam, every person is obligated to put in his heart those days to think about his actions, to do tshuva. Because the main aspect of the fast day is tshuva. With God's Anshin Ninveh, for Hashem is Maasem, Hashem saw their actions. From Chazal is Sakam v'Stanis, from Loinema, it doesn't say Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fasting. Rather, it says, Hashem looked upon their actions. which seems to imply that they change their actions. Ve'natan is elachon le'tshuva, and the fast is only a ways to the tshuva. And here comes the climax. Can I just finish the climax? Ve'lochein therefore, oisem anoshem, those people, shekshem is'anim, when they fast, ho'elchem betul, they're going on outings, on fast days, who be'dvorim betelim, and they're wasting their time. Tofsu atofel, they left, they are just chapping the side dish, the secondary point. Ve'nicho ikka, they left the primary point, they left away. Mikol mokum elifto rezatzman b'tshuva bilvad, you can't just do tshuva. Ki omeilu a mitzvah say, you've got a medivah nevim, it's a mitzvah on a nevim level to fast. It's honest, but kumash kasa neman. Rabbi Yisai, very important Mishnebura. Mishnebura says, yes, all the sources, the makoyres, they come from the nevim. These four fast days, they come from the nevim. However, we've got to remember that it's not just about a remembrance of something which took place then, but rather it's in order to trigger us to the tshuva. Every one of those fasts, they trigger tshuva. Therefore, it says somebody wastes his time going on outings and just wastes his precious days on the fast days without doing tshuva. He may even be fasting, but he's missed the boat. He's missed the boat. So, the reason why this is very important is because there's a lacking implication of that. Is this Avelus related, yes or no? The fasting on those fast days, is this Avelus related or not? I'll tell you a big enough kamina. Pardon? Right. So Tisha B'Av, absolutely. Tisha B'Av, there's an element of Avelus on Tisha B'Av, absolutely. But think about Shavuos, Betamuz, Asor, Betevis, Tom Gedalia. Is an element of Avelus? I'll tell you why it makes a new enough kamina. There's certain things which Avelim do. What do Avelim do, for instance? Pardon? For instance, Rechitza. That's a good example. You know, let's talk about Rechitza. Washing. So all I want to ask is follows. This is a very good example. So if somebody has, let's say, rechitza, we know that rechitza is a typical thing that you avoid when there's avelus. So for instance, as you're pointing out, Tisha B'Av, where there's avelus, you don't have showers. You don't wash. Is there a little bit of that in the small, in the minor fast days too, yes or no? Is there a point of refraining from having showers on Tzom Gedalia? Or not? What would you say? Or perhaps a rechitza, we're going to be seeing other things. What else does not Avel not do? I'm saying, is there any element of Avelus? So the answer is what we are seeing now, pardon?
Shoes. Yeah.
So the answer is, seeing what we are seeing now in the Mishnah, the answer is no. The reason why we fast is not about Avelus. It's not a mourning matter. What it is it's a tshuva matter. These days are for us to do tshuva. These days are for us to do tshuva. And therefore, it's not really about Avelus. The way we do tshuva, the Mishnah explains here, the way we do tshuva is by fasting. We're not so comfortable. We introvert, we retrospect. What's the word? We refocus, we reanalyze, we think about our being in our mitzvahs and our masim, where we being, where we holding, what we doing. And once you have that kind of thought process, you can do tshuva. It's not about Avelus, it's about tshuva. Tisha B'Av may be an exception, yes.
What about
Tanis Esther? It's not about Avelus either. There's not Avelus there, it's about tshuva.
It's tshuva, but we haven't included it in.
Yes, very good. So that would be addressed. You're right, it's a good point. And the But yeah, so it's a Tanis Esther is a bit different yet again. No, so it's probably a little bit less than that. It's probably a little bit less. Yes.
Why doesn't this relate to Tzom Esther as well?
Yeah, so Tzom Esther, we mentioned it on we mentioned it where we learned it, that it is actually on a slightly lower level. It's not Medivra Nevi'im to such an extent. It's more like a generally accepted minhag. So it's a slightly lower level, slightly lower level. The Mishnah Berurah and Bialocha discusses the question. I don't know if this can happen so easily. What about a chosen that just got married within the Shavuachas, and one of the minor fast days falls on within Shavuachas? So again, Shavuachas, there's one of the minor Tanisim during Shavuachas. Does he fast, yes or no? Yeah, not? No fasting? Yes, fasting? When, how long, how, what, was he close to, was Shavuachas was taken? Shavuachas Tammuz? You did fast?
No.
You did fast. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Bialocha. Look at that, the Ritva was bothered by that. Bialocha brings it. Chayvim Nisanois. Kosva Ritva Besoyv Tanis. Chosn Shechal Echad Ma Barzoimois. Besoyv Yimei Simchas Liboy. A Chosn who's got Chosn and one of the Tanisim falls in the Shavuachas. Mistabali, I think so, says the Ritva. I think so. Shechal Levisanis Boy, you should fast. He says, although he's quite excited and happy, and new avelus shouldn't be, but ain simcha lebechila. He says, you know what? Since it's a private simcha that he has. For tanis elu em derabim, and the fast days are public. So therefore, osi avelus derabim v'dochi regel derabim. He says, yeah, I think that he should fast. Yeah. Oh, the color, yeah, it's her as well. Yeah, there's no difference. So that's what the Bialocha says, that yes, Chosn should fast. Now the Mishnah of Cotton Base gives us a bit of the background of the four Tanesim. So what happened on Shivasa Betamos? And Sifkot Nud Beis Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Ki b'Shivasa Betamos iru b'chamesh tzores." What was the five tzores on Shivasa Betamos? Nishtabu aluchos, kshirat Moshe min ha'or. The bluchos broke when Moshe Rabbeinu went down as Sinai. K'mefarsh b'Torah. Vutul ha'tamid. The second reason is Shivasa Betamos was put. The carbon tamid was cancelled. That's number two. Hufka ir. Chub Ma'asheni, second Beis Hamikdash was the city was sieged. That's number
three.
Number four is Vesov Aptomas Arosha Zatoyre. This Greek Rosha burns the Torah. That's number
four.
Number five is Ahmed Tzelem Beichol, that a crucifix. Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah, right. Okay, was established. The Tzelem was established in the was put up and erected in the Heichol, in the Beis Hamikdash. That's five. These are the five reasons of Shavuot Betamuz. So Nishtabu Aluchos, Putul Atamid, Hufka Ir, Sof Topos Atoira, Vehemet Tzelem Heichol. Tisha B'Av, what happened on Tisha B'Av? We all know Churban Gadol, Shenecha Bo Ba'as Rishon V'Asheni. Both Beit Hamikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Also, the Yidden were decreed not to enter Eretz Yisrael. Beisa was sieged. Many Yidden were killed. Thousands of Yidden were killed on that day. The Churban of Beisa was like Churban Mezamikdash. This all happened on Tisha B'Av. What about Tzom Gedal, Yom Shloisha B'Tisha? What happened? Voy Nere, Gedal Ben Achikom. Gedal Ben Achikom got murdered. Shemino Leroish Achachub Na'aplit Toshin Shor. It was the last autonomy. It was actually not a great tzaddik, Gedal Ben Achikom. It was not a great tzaddik. But the autonomy, the Jewish autonomy was discontinued on the day that he was killed. He was murdered by a fellow of controversies and conspiracies. And Gedal Ben Achikom was killed. And that's why he fasted that day. By the way, when was he killed? Which day was he killed? Tzom Gedalia. When was Gedalia killed? Oh, nearly. So we keep Tzom Gedalia on the Today after Rosh Hashanah, third. So people, the assumption is, and the Mishnah Berurah says, that he was killed on 3rd of Tishrei, and that's why he falls on 3rd of Tishrei. However, many Mepharshim learned that he was actually killed on Rosh Hashanah, but can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so it's pushed away to Gimel Tishrei. Nafka Mina is whether it's considered a Tanas Nidche. Could be it's considered Tanas Nidche, and therefore it's a bit more lenient. And Asar B'Tevas is that Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, Rosh Yerushalayim, the view of Motzah, Motzah was sieged. Asar B'Tevas, Umzenim Shechachobin, that led to the Chobin Beis HaMikdash. These are the reasons of the Taanesim. Okay, we're going to learn Sifkot and Gimel, but that we're going to need for tomorrow, Mitzvah. So, tonight we covered Baruch Hashem, the final halachas of Chol HaMoed, and we started the background of Tisha B'Av, including the reasons why we fast on those days, what happened on those days, and we spoke about the Chosn as well. Good, okay, very good evening, Rabbi Stein.